All right, welcome to another episode of Epic Phelan. I am Ryan Phelan, of course, and today we have with us Nikki Schaefer's from Nikki Schaefer's Coaching. She is a life coach, is that correct?
I am. I'm a life and mindfulness coach.
A mindfulness coach. Okay, so sometimes I think I have an idea what things are all about, but maybe tell me a little bit more about what life and mindfulness coaching is all about.
Yeah, it's helping my clients to be more mindful in their observation, in the way that they describe things. It's helping them to build and strengthen their self-awareness and practicing more acceptance and just helping them really be present in their lives.
Of course, they're probably not separate things, but how does like one relate to the other? Like if I've come to you for life coaching, what is an example of maybe some ways to be more mindful?
Yeah, that's a great question. And sometimes they overlap and sometimes they don't really connect. I may help with my clients when they have a goal or a vision that they're working towards. And sometimes a mindfulness practice is going to be that thing that helps them to close the gap between where they are and where they want to be. They're just not really slowing themselves down and getting present to what's happening in their lives. So I really bring like my background of being a yoga teacher with breath work and mindfulness practices that they can do daily. And really, maybe there's a meditation aspect to it. And so with my background in being a yoga teacher, I can bring that to my clients with their life coaching.
Oh, nice. Mostly like goal-oriented or based upon like habits, or like based upon bad habits, based upon like do you have to have like a good like vision of like where you want to be, or who is your ideal client, I guess?
My ideal client is somebody who is committed, who is ready for something new in their life, who is motivated to maybe go from like, you know, 5 to 10 instead of just staying at a 5 in their life. Like they're eager, they're excited, they want something new for themselves. That is my idea client.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, I'm looking at doing a big change with the podcast here. I was doing a lot of like interviewing businesses and interesting people, which I'm still going to do. But I really want to incorporate the whole like mindset and like growth aspect to it, where we get people saying like, oh, you can't focus on health and business at the same time. You got to focus on one. And I don't believe in that. I think I can do health and business and a relationship. Like I can just like do it all at once, but it's going to take work.
So, and you're willing to do that work. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, but sometimes I think I'm my own biggest enemy, right? I think it's like, as soon as I tell myself that I have to do something, that's when I don't want to do it.
Yeah, this is why coaching can be beneficial when we're going after that thing that we want, because our brain will interfere with that. It'll be like, oh, that'll be hard, or you don't know how it will work out, or it could be painful. And so having somebody who's unattached to that goal that you're working towards, we can hear things. Like I can hear things with my clients that could be barriers that they're not recognizing. And so having somebody in your corner to be able to help you to like push through that resistance when it comes up can be so valuable.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I find challenging is to determine what the goal is. At the end of the day, what do I want, right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Right, and you know, I've heard people say, you know, there's no limit to it or whatever, right? You know, do whatever, but you know, you also try to be a bit of a realist, right? But so even just determining that goal, is it better to go big or go home goal, or is it better to like to go work in like baby steps?
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be up to you at the end of the day. I am a strong believer in one step at a time and to take action even when you don't have clarity, because that clarity is going to come for you as you take steps towards like your bigger vision. And it could be something that's like way out there and you don't know how you're going to get there. But if you create that energy and you have that goal and your mindset is like, I'm going to get there, it'll unfold. Opportunities will show up. People will show up in your life. There'll be opportunities and you get to decide whether you take them or not. But have that goal. At the end of the day, have the goal. if that makes sense at all.
No, yeah, at the end of the yeah, you can't you have to have a target to shoot at, right? And
100%.
maybe the target changes over time, but at least having that target to shoot at. The other thing that I love, I've talked about it so much, it's like people that know me are gonna be like, oh, you talk about this all the time, is this picture that was floating around, and it was it's two little guys, standing at the bottom of, or one, there's two ladders, and one guy's at the top of the ladders, but the rungs were really really close together. The other guy's at the bottom of the ladder, and the first rung is like way out of reach, right? So that's where it comes down to, like, those baby steps. But I think they used to say, like, reverse engineer, or like doing like reverse engineering on your goals, like saying, okay, this is where I want to be, and kind of like mapping it out in reverse, like where you'd have to be and so where you would start.
Yeah, I have never heard of it like that, but I've definitely seen that image of the ladders. And yeah, just take the next rung, whatever's next, whatever you can reach for that.
Like, take a step, any step, right?
Any step, people are, I mean, I have been there myself, afraid to take the step. What if it goes wrong? What if I make the wrong decision? Just make a choice. It doesn't matter what it is, just choose to do something.
So one of the things I'm looking at doing is so my brothers and I have, I should say, three of my brothers and I are looking at doing this thing. We're looking at getting, maybe like, I'm getting a holding company set up, and then start off with some businesses, and kind of, work on kind of building a little bit of an empire.
Cool.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a huge thing, and we're going into this meeting in about a week, and we're like, like, everyone's like, what's the first step? We're just like, people are like, oh, I'm thinking about naming the corporation. Well, it's like, okay, that's great, but just deciding, I guess, people's, where people's skills are at, what people want to do, what people are willing to do, I think is all within our first step. Or maybe yes, determining your why is another thing.
Yeah. What is the business?
That's the thing, we don't know.
Okay.
Right. And so one brother's like really, really skilled at musicianship. We have another brother that's a bit of a joker, right? A bit of a, like, we're all pretty funny guys. We all have a huge creative flair. A couple of us that are more business minded. But yeah, we're just looking at doing something, just kind of combining our resources, being time, and more time than money. But combining our resources and saying, like, maybe, let's work on doing something really good. I have a few ideas myself, but yeah, it's a real tough one, trying to get everybody focused, right?
Yeah, focused and then focused action.
Yeah.
Is your business going to be, is it in like the service industry?
I don't know.
This is why I would make the greatest coach for you.
You
I can help you
could
to
be
do
like
that.
the
The team coach, I love that. I love working with teams. It's
No.
I have a couple of clients where I work with them and their teams, and I mean I've been on a team. It's so great to be able to have a support system. People cheering you on, people lifting you up. Because I know, I mean, you're an entrepreneur, you run a business. I mean, it can be lonely.
It can be super lonely, and running a business, and I've seen that through even my family's businesses and whatnot. It's like, everybody sees the good side, and then like, and then they don't understand. It's like, oh, you can't make it out to this, or you can't, you're doing this or that, and it's like, they're like, oh, why? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's an interesting world, the world of entrepreneurship. But I think the first step is maybe kind of even explaining that a little bit to the people that aren't entrepreneurs in the group, right? And what is required, right? Like,
Yeah, 100%. I mean, in my own experience, I don't think anybody really prepared me for being my own boss and working for myself. You start your day, and I start my day, and it really, like, there's nobody making sure that I show up. I got to show up. Like, I gotta show up. I gotta make sure that I'm doing the things that I say that I'm gonna do. There's nobody holding me accountable. I mean, my coach holds me accountable. She does a really good job of that. And I'm grateful for her because she's on my team. She works with me.
And that's a huge thing, is accountability, right? And like accountability to oneself too, because you know, I liken it to the making your bed every day. You know, they talk about that, and how, or even like getting up like on time and, you know, not hitting the snooze button, because it's like when you hit the snooze button, I heard it's sort of like your first broken promise to yourself, right? You said you're gonna, you know, you said you're gonna get up at this time, and then you end up not, right? So, and then it makes it easier to continue to break promises. Oh, okay, you know, I'm gonna eat really healthy today, and then you know, well, now I've already, you know. But if you hold yourself to a higher standard, maybe that's
absolutely.
Yeah.
And staying committed, like honoring your own word to yourself. Because when we say that we're going to do something and then we constantly show ourselves that we're not honoring our word, we're kind of teaching ourselves that like we can't be trusted. And so commit. And even if you know, fall off, recommit.
Yeah.
Every day is a brand new day. And maybe yesterday didn't go so good. Today it's a brand new day. You can just start over.
Absolutely. So how long have you been doing? Well, first of all, how long were you doing the yoga for?
Well, I actually don't teach physical yoga classes anymore, but I started practicing yoga in 2011. I started out with like home DVD, which I ended up then started taking classes at a little town that was, I mean, I think you remember this. We lived on an acreage, right?
Yeah,
before we started working together. Yeah. So there's this little town about 10 minutes from my house, and I started taking classes there, and I just loved it. At the same time, I was doing hair, because I was a hairstylist by trade, helping me with my physical body. So long story short, I started practicing then, and my practice just led to me wanting to learn more about the philosophy of yoga. And of course, the physical practice was great for my body. But there again, I just followed what felt good and it felt aligned. And so one class a week became three, and three became five. And then I took my first teacher training in 2016, and I didn't stop. So I not only became a teacher, but I really dove into the personal development side of yoga and what yoga can offer you. And I started taking, lots of programs. I started taking coaching programs in 2017. And these parts of my life all just kind of overlapped. And then when the pandemic hit, I was like, I'm going for it. It's a perfect opportunity to just start my business, get out there, just be a coach instead of a yoga teacher and a hairstylist. And I've never looked back.
So what are some principles that maybe like transferred over from yoga to life coaching?
Ooh, good question. One that transferred from, your life is created by what you put your focus on. And in yoga, we call it drishti. And so whatever you focus on, that is what you will create.
I'm gonna so hate myself, and you're gonna be like so cringy on this one, but almost like the law of attraction, you know, like,
it's totally the law of attraction. You get what you put out.
Yeah exactly. And or even like I was just talking to somebody this morning about this too. It's, you are the accumulation of the people that you hang out with, right? That kind of thing too. It's just that whole energy, right? Like, and if
hands
you're
down,
yeah, if you're focused on whatever it may be,
totally. Like, I might get this a little bit wrong, but I just watched that, like, if you hang out with like high achievers and like goal setters, and like your productivity will go up 30%. But if you spend time like with five people that gossip all the time, you're just going to be the sixth. So choosing, like, where do you want to put your attention? What is it that you want to create in your life? So
I totally agree with that. And I've heard that stat. I've even heard them say, like, yeah, it's where you go up 30%, but like by on the negative side, there's like a much more, like, there's a steeper drop. It's like,
yeah,
it's a way steeper drop.
I might even have got that backwards. Maybe you drop 30%.
Maybe drop it. It could be something like, hey, you go up 10% or you drop 30%. Yeah. But it's crazy. You mentioned breathing too.
Yeah.
And I've just been seeing a lot of, I've been looking into everything, like all sorts of dietary stuff. I've been looking into like yoga, stretching, crawl, like even crawling, like these people that do crawling for like exercise. Yeah, not like baby crawling, but like, yeah, like bear and crab
Bear
walking. It's like,
crawling.
it's a lot of like body weight stuff, but the breathing, I don't know the name of it, and it's kind of around the tip of my tongue. Is it Wim Hof breathing, or is that something that?
Yeah, that's a thing. Wim Hof breathing is one of the ones that I'm not as familiar with. It's cold plunging breath, right? When you get in the cold water.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, that's
Oh,
probably what it is
I
because
could be wrong.
I've been looking, no, because I've been looking at a lot of cold plunge as well, so I bet you that's what it is. I bet you it's related to that.
Oh, I admire you and your willingness to get in the cold water. You're my hero.
I did it in the I did it once in the summer. I just did it in my house. I was
Awesome.
hosting a pancake breakfast at my office, and I was on the grill all day, and I was like, you know what? Today would be a really good day to do like a cold plunge. So I filled
Yeah.
my bathtub and I got in and screamed totally let out a scream. But it was cold. Like it was, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could
Yeah.
see. But I felt great afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That cold water is so good for your physical body
Did you
and
get
your
cold
mind.
plunging at all, or?
I have had cold showers. I have yet to cold plunge. I once fell in a lake that had ice still around the perimeter of it in the spring, and I remember how that felt. And so I prefer the heat.
Yes, yeah, a nice hot shower is nice.
But breath work is it's a beautiful practice. It helps you to restore yourself. I know for me it helps me to calm like my nervous system, helps me to get present. It helps to just regulate your systems. Like it just has you get in your body, like really connect with your physical body in the present moment. And then just like your parasympathetic nervous system like is much more softer place to be than in fight or flight.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, what are you looking for an ideal client?
My ideal client is somebody who wants to get someplace new, wants to create something new in their lives that they just can't get to yet. They don't know how, they don't know what that next step is, and they just need support.
Or somebody just like someone who wants to like spark change, or that was actually going to be my next question was like, how many sessions do you do, or how many? But you've cleared that up. So do you do like once a month or once a week?
Both of them actually. It depends on the program. So what happens is when somebody is interested in working together, I will have what's called a discovery call or a clarity call. And we hop on a call for like up to 90 minutes. And we have a conversation like this, Ryan. And because as much as like I want to help everyone, I'm not always the best coach for the client. And so if I don't feel like it's a right fit, then I will often, well, I shouldn't say often, I've only ever done it once, but recommended somebody else. But if we'll talk about like what it is, what are your goals? What do you want to see? What do you want to work on? Like, is it in your relationships? Is it in your business? Is it like relationship with yourself? Is it in your finances? Are you working on a small business? So we narrow it down to like, what is it that you want to work on? And then we can create a package together. Most of my clients start with 3 months. Is kind of like where we're usually. And then, some of them will go on to do like a 6 month package. They're all very different, all of them. I don't have a single client who's doing the same coaching package.
Oh, okay. which makes sense, like it's like, not every person is we're not cookie cutters, right? So we're all different. We all need our needs are different.
100%.
So with life coaching and becoming a life coach, you said you kind of got that from yoga and you kind of made that transition. Was there any kind of additional schooling that you did for life coaching?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I have done multiple programs. Like some have been like online, some of them have been in person. They've all been working with another coach. So, like for instance, I have a coach and I took group programs with her for a couple years before I signed on to do an apprenticeship. So I worked one-on-one with her in my apprenticeship for 18 months
Oh, wow.
after I did like 4 years of group coaching programs. And some of them I took to like learn different practices and tools and techniques and strategies and methods and stuff. And I'm always learning. Like I love to be able to take programs online. Like I feel like I know some people may disagree with me, forgive me, but COVID was such a blessing in the sense where I had access to so many people that I in another time wouldn't have. Like I got to work with some like really great people in other countries and other provinces,
Oh, nice.
as well as like my clients. Like I get to work with people who are in the States. And the only barrier sometimes is that, you know, our time difference with our time zones may interfere, but it's great. Like I had a client who I worked with who was in Ireland.
Oh,
And
nice.
so, but we have because of Zoom and just the way that we can work now, it's global.
That's awesome. Actually planning a trip to
You
Ireland.
are? Oh, it's so beautiful. I'd love to go there one day.
It's awesome. Was there, oh man, probably 20, 30 years ago. But it's it's, I'm excited to go back again. It'd be awesome. So with all the like education that you got,
Yeah.
there might be some people that think like because they say when it comes to entrepreneurship coaching. Right. And you mentioned, you might not be, a fit for everyone. But the thing I always look at is like this really interesting to me is how, Wayne Gretzky needed a coach.
Yes, he did. Best.
Michael
Yep.
Jordan needed a coach. And
Yep.
those coaches were not better than them at that particular thing. It was just more somebody that can pull out your best qualities, I guess, or help you become a better whatever you want to be.
Like I love that you said that. The coach isn't better at the athlete, right?
So I
As
mean
a
the same
coach,
thing. So same thing with life too, right?
same
Like
thing with life. Like I am not better at life than you.
it's
Like trust me.
oh no, I think you're a little bit better at life than me.
I might be like a tiny bit further ahead, but I mean, I am a human being like everyone else on this planet. And my mind plays tricks on me like the next person. And so, I mean, I like to look at it this way, if this makes sense, Ryan. My role as a coach is to help my clients to restore themselves mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever it is that they need in that moment. My role is to hold the container for them to restore themselves.
I like that.
Yeah. Because it's the thoughts that get in the way, right? Like I am a thinking partner. You can get on a call with someone and maybe I'm this their soundboard that day. They just need to talk. They need to get it all out and say what they need to say because oftentimes as they're as like I'm like I said holding the container, I'm listening. And not a lot of people have that kind of space where they can just go and say all of the things. And as they're saying it, they can hear themselves. They can talk themselves into the answer that they're looking for because they have space to talk it out.
So saying that, what would you say is the best quality a coach could have?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't think I have an answer for that. I mean, I would say generous listening. Like, if a coach is listening and like listening with like, how do I say this? Without anything going on in the background in their own mind, like they're not going to give up any advice. They're not thinking in their head, like, oh, I would do this. Or, you know, there's no of their, they don't have any of their own mental chatter. They're
And
just
no
present with the
biases there.
client listening. I mean, there are things that I'm really great at in my coaching business. Like perspective is hands down my one of my top strengths. Honesty and perspective. I will always tell you the truth. And then you might, the next coach is going to have different strengths. they're going to be really good at something else. And so when you work with someone, I would say, like, make sure you are aligned with them. Like, do they hear you? Do they see you? Do they get you? Can they help you? Yeah, maybe that's all that needs to be said.
I think as I was saying, I think that, like, listening, just being like a good active listener is like one of the best qualities, right? To know where your client or the person you're helping is coming from, I guess, and be able to best not direct them, but help them direct themselves.
Totally. Totally. Like, my job is to listen and ask good questions. Ask hard questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave right there.
So what would be a good hard question?
For you, Ryan, if I was like your coach right now, I would ask you, what's something that you want that you don't have yet?
That's tough. That's actually, I try to do like vision boards, or try to do, and that this is like my biggest challenge. You know, I want to take everything to the next level,
mm-hmm. you know,
but like to define it is hard. Like it's easy to say, yeah, I want to be healthier. I want to, you know, have better cardio. I want to have, you know, I want to lose a whack load of weight. But which again is going to be part of season 3 of Epic Phelan, is going to transition it into a little bit of that and things that I'm going to experiment with. But yeah, I think saying that, yeah, like health is a big thing, is but business is a big thing too, because if you can't afford a place to live, then which Calgary now, oh my God, as a realtor, I'm like, this is nuts. It's, you know, we see rent is going up crazy and houses are crazy. But yeah, I think that's the challenge, is having a vision board, but like doing it, like being a very honest vision board. Because I could throw up a Rolex watch and throw up a pool and
no, throw those things on the board. Put them on there. Use your imagination. Give yourself permission to just like go wild.
Yeah.
Whether it's a material thing, like whatever it is that you want. If it's something you think you might want, put it on the board.
Mm.
Because you're training your mind when you're looking at that vision board to see the opportunities. Like your mind will show you people, places, things that will help you to connect with what it is that's on your vision board. Like your brain's designed to do it.
Yeah. I'm not like a material guy, right? I don't need that Rolex. Don't need to be blingy, but maybe more, you know, as I'm talking it out, you know, like started playing guitar again.
Yes. Oh my God. That's so rad.
Yeah. But yeah, it's good. My brother's actually really, really good at guitar. So he's like, hey, let's do some exercises together. Let's do this and that and jam a little bit. And so it's, yeah. So it's been really good. Yeah, a client of mine actually helped me get inspired for that. So
that was a great client.
Yeah, it was fantastic. But yeah, it's something actually I really wanted to post it, but then I was like, you know, it seems so ego stroking, you know, to be like, oh, look at my, you know, my client's like got me a guitar as a. Give me a thank you. It's crazy. My favorite clients ever.
Yeah. And just like exactly what you said, like there's a thought. There's a thought that had you pause before you shared something that was really exciting in your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say? Yeah. And you totally hesitated.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yes. I'd be interested to see what's that thought that holds you back from sharing and celebrating yourself.
Yeah, certainly not modesty. my mom or like friends would say that would not be the case, but I actually do think that's what it is. I think sometimes I'm a little hesitant to like really put it out there. Like,
Yeah.
I'm genuine and everything. I don't feel that I might
Yeah.
put on airs or anything, but it's just I feel that sometimes to really say like, this is what I want, right? This is what my goal
Yeah.
is. It's like I always kind of feel like people are like, yeah, who are you to like want this, or who are you to like to even put that out there into the universe, right? Which I wouldn't be so critical if that was somebody else saying it to me, but just critical of myself saying it to somebody else.
Yeah, like, would you say it to me?
Yeah, I think so. I'd have to figure it out because it's something I think I've shut down so much that I just
Yeah.
don't even know. I don't even know what it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we'll have to do a couple sessions.
Oh my God, I would love to.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, right on. Well, I think do it that, I think, is the perfect ending. The
Amazing.
episode
Oh my gosh.
cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. Maybe I'll get to come on season three. Oh, it's always such an honor to connect with you. I love
It's
getting
all
the
joy.
chance
It's
to
always
talk
such a
with
it's so
you.
great to connect with you and your family, and you guys are so awesome, right?
Wait.
Yeah, nice to talk
You
to.
spot it, you got it. My friend Allison always says that if you spot it, you got it. It's in you too, Ryan.
Right on. Well, thank you, Nikki Schaefer, for being on another episode of Epic Failing. And until next time, oh, before till next time, what would be a good way that if somebody wanted to get some life coaching or mindfulness coaching, what would be a way that they could get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, nikkischafers.com, or Instagram at nikkischafers. But those are the two best places to send me a DM or an email, and I will get back to you.
Perfect. So nikkischafers.com and Instagram, Nikki Schaefer.
Yeah, you
Perfect.
got it.
Okay. Well, okay. Now, until next time, Nikki. I definitely would love to have you back on season three and kind of maybe dive a little bit deeper into this. This would be kind of cool.
Yeah, fun times.
Until next time, stay epic.
Thanks again for listening to Epic Failin'. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe, give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Ryan Phelan, and visit my website at thecalgaryrealestateguy.com. Until next time, stay epic.